SM Lola number 11 was in fourth position on the grid, on the starting grid, and then the car slowly recessed to 17th position, then with some fluctuation, and then she was on the 28th position when Emanuele Piero was talking about some trouble of vibration. And then you got back to the 20th and 19th position, and recently the position dropped down to 39th position, and we have seen on the monitor that the bonnet was open. So I've got just one question. How is the car? What is happening at the moment, and how is it going to be in the few coming hours?
Currently, all of the problems that we've had are intertwined. We had a rear suspension issues that caused us to come in initially. And what was happening was, is the car was bottoming out on the racetrack because we had the packers were damaged in the rear suspension in the spring, and so we had to. So that was creating a bad vibration, and then it was also creating a bad. Handling situation. So we brought the drivers in and we've been working on that since. We now believe we have the vibration under control. The drivers seem happy with the race car. We also had a second issue with a oil tank or cooler that we had to do, and it was heating up the against the exhaust. It had broken its mouth, leaned against the exhaust, and was heating and then causing a bit of smoke inside the cockpit. That's also been corrected. We're currently running 35th, and the drivers are liking the car.
Who is in the car at the moment?
Currently, Emanuele Piero is in the car.
So all pilots got about two stints, maybe some double stints from the beginning?
Paul Drayson has had three stints. Johnny Cocker has had five. And Emanuele Piero currently is on his fourth stint in the car. Johnny and Emanuele have both been doing triple stints. So Paul did a double at the beginning and then a single.
I did not check the time for each pilot, each driver. I suppose Johnny was the fastest today?
Actually, thus far, just by the way the vibrations have been working in the floor situation, Johnny has unfortunately seemed to be in the car when it's happened. So Emanuele actually has the fast lap at this point for the team.
I gotta just have to check this point.
328.382.
And that's for Emanuele Piero.
Yes, correct. That's the best one.
How the three drivers are together? Is it a very packed group?
Well, Johnny and Paul, this is their fourth season racing together, so obviously they have a good relationship. Emanuele just joined the team this year, but has fit right in and done very well with us as well. So it is a very close-knit driving group, yes.
Perfect. So now the car has to cross to go through the night, which is here in the mall quite difficult. Last year you had some trouble 2 hours before the end of the race. Do you think that tomorrow it should go perfectly for the car?
We certainly hope so. Right now, all the problems that we have, we feel like we have a good understanding of and that we can correct if they come back. So our goal is to reach the end of the 24 hours. That's our hope, but it is still early. Many things can happen, but so I'm not going to make any promises, but we feel like we're doing well.
Okay, Tom Moore, thank you very much for this information. We are going now to get some rest, and we will be back to you in the morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.